And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Matthew, Apostle and Evangelist. Matthew, the evangelist who wrote the gospel that appears first in the New Testament, was different from the other apostles. He was not a popular man. Many people felt that he was unworthy to be a chosen follower of Christ. Matthew worked for the Romans as a tax collector. The Romans ruled Palestine and the Jewish people in the time of Jesus. They forced the Jewish people to pay taxes to them. Many of the tax collectors cheated the people by charging more taxes than required and keeping the extra money for themselves. Matthew wrote his gospel for Jewish people who had become followers of Jesus. He wanted his audience to know that Jesus was the Messiah that God had promised to send to save all people. Matthew's gospel makes clear that Jesus is the fulfillment of everything said by the prophets in the Old Testament. Matthew is also the only evangelist who shares the eight Beatitudes with his readers. His gospel faithfully reports how Jesus described who will be truly blessed by God in the kingdom and the attitudes and actions that are required for those who follow the new law Jesus came to bring. After Jesus' ascension, Matthew preached the gospel as Jesus asked his disciples to do. It is believed that he established the Christian communities in Ethiopia and other sections of the continent of Africa. Tradition tells us that he died as a martyr. The symbol for Matthew's gospel is a man with wings. Matthew wrote about Jesus' incarnation, and his gospel makes clear that Jesus was true God and true God and true man. Matthew is the patron saint of bankers because he dealt with money as a tax collector. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.